Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
The medal bouts are coming up here on the WJPA Sports Network. Third, fifth, and seventh place. 11 of our 12 local wrestlers will be wrestling in this round to determine which state medal they will be coming home with. With the exception of Marley Solomon, who will be wrestling in the finals at 4 o'clock. So we will be kicking it off with Nick McGarity of Peters Township, who will be wrestling for 3rd and 4th. Not sure if he will be the... They haven't put it on the bout board yet. Not sure if they're going to do 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, or if they'll do 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, and then he'll be on deck. So we're still just waiting to see if he's going to be on the board to wrestle first here or not in this upcoming medal round as they're starting to clear the mats. So we should have some clarity on that here in just a moment. And then once we do, we'll let you know this as well as set the stage for the rest of the matches as well. Again, 11 of our 12 local wrestlers should have see a lot of wrestling action here in this round between AA, AAA, and the girls. So we're going to step aside, just take a quick timeout while they still get the board set.
Yep.
And actually, it looks like they just did. Nick McGarity is on deck here. So they will wrestle the fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth place matches first before he will wrestle his third and fourth place match. So we got a little bit of time. We'll let you know which wrestlers are wrestling here in this round in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Nick McGarity of Peters Township on deck. He'll be wrestling in his third place bout here momentarily at 107 pounds. He'll be wrestling in that third and fourth place bout against Sam Culp of Redland. Also on deck is Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry in the seventh and eighth place bout. For at 106 pounds, she will be wrestling Holly McKinney of Souderton. So those two matches on deck, and the matches before them are right now both in the second period. So we'll have both of those happening at the same time, and then no one else locally on the board. But here's the other wrestlers you're going to see coming up in this round. 127 pounds, Dom Canale of Trinity will be wrestling for 5th and 6th. 133, we will see both Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan wrestling for 3rd and 4th in AAA, and Drake McClure of Bentworth wrestling for 7th and 8th in AA. And then also on the boys' side, we will have at 215, Jay Conroy of Ringgold wrestling for 3rd and 4th in AAA, and in AA, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry wrestling for 3rd and 4th, and Colin White of West Greene wrestling for 3rd and 4th. Outside of Trahan, we'll also see on the girls' side Abigail Dolanch of Avella wrestling for 5th and 6th, Elena Ashby of Trinity wrestling for 3rd and 4th, and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township wrestling for 3rd and 4th. So that's all the wrestlers we will see here this round. Again, 11 of the 12 that are getting a medal are wrestling here in this third, fifth, and seventh place round of wrestling action in the consolations. Beyond that, we will have the one final matchup, Marley Sullivan of Canada McMillan wrestling at 4 o'clock today in the finals. Our lone Washington Green County wrestler going for a state title.
Yeah, excited for that opportunity later today. But, you know, we talked about coming in this morning, Greg, that, you know, last night the semifinals did not go in the way of many of the wrestlers that we saw this morning. But I would argue that I think the results this morning was a lot more positive. A lot of wrestlers now wrestling for third place. And those even who lost this morning wrestling for fifth place now. A lot of good matches so far and a lot of success for our county wrestlers here throughout this Saturday so far.
Yeah, really, you know, looking back on it, every wrestler who lost in the semis, I think, ended up bouncing back to win and now wrestling for third and fourth. Canale and Dolanche, the only two wrestling for fifth and sixth, and they were both already in the consolations, you know, going through the wrestlebacks. So that is a positive sign to see that they have the ability to go to win after losing a tough semifinal matchup. So
yeah, I mean, you mentioned, right? That's the opportunity to go back and not have to wrestle that Friday night and be able to come back on Saturday and regroup, I think, seemingly has done these county wrestlers in particular some good.
So right now the match before Ella Trahan has been stopped due to either injury time or blood. I'm thinking it's injury time there. They're in the third period, and the match in front of Nick McGarity just started their third period. So those two should be seeing the mats here within the next 3 to 4 minutes, I would say, as they both have about a minute and a half in their third period. So we'll make sure to bring you those two matches, and then obviously we'll keep track of the other nine that are still to come here as we find out what medal they come back with. So we will step aside and come back with the wrestling action here in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Both matches for McGarity and Trahan have went final. So both wrestlers are at the scorer's table checking in and going to be getting underway. Nick McGarity of Peters Township wrestling for third and fourth. Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry wrestling for seventh and eighth. Trahan underway.
Yep, McGarity will be facing, as Greg mentioned, Sam Culp of Redland. They are not quite underway. Whistle blows. Trahan in on a shot.
Looking to drive on an outside single attempt. Now trying to pick up the leg. Unable to finish, though, is Trahan. And McKinney able to now sprawl out. McKinney's going to actually snap Trahan and now get spin behind. And McKinney with the opening takedown leads 3-0.
McGarity and Culp no score. Culp wrestles low. He's without his left leg, so wrestles lower to the ground. So McGarity kind of in a sprawled out position, engaging with Culp. No tie up yet, but both wrestlers sort of hand fighting as they can from there.
End to one, McKinney of Souderton leading Trahan of Fort Cherry 3-0.
Culp sort of a outside shot on McGarity. He blocks that away. First period will come to an end. No score between Nick McGarity of Peters Township and Sam Culp of Redland. Culp will begin. McGarity will have the choice, and he will choose down to start the second period.
Trahan will choose top position to begin the second period.
Culp hard down on the right arm, right shoulder of McGarity. Kind of has him pinned down on the hip. McGarity trying to work up back up to his base. McGarity up to his feet, trying to cut away. He's able to do that. 1-0 Nick McGarity, and escape 20 seconds into the second period.
Trahan hasn't really gotten to a pinning combination yet. Now trying to hip over is McKinney. A leg is still laced there for Trahan. About a minute to go in the second period. McKinney leading Trahan 3-0.
McGarity hard on the head of Culp, trying to get around his left side, but Culp does a nice job to regroup and keep McGarity off. So again, wrestling neutral. Under a minute to go, second period. McGarity still with a 1-0 lead. Culp trying to tie up a little tighter there, trying to control the right side of McGarity. Tries a quick duck under, nothing doing, and he'll disengage.
30 seconds left, second period. Trahan has a leg in right now and has yet to be able to turn McKinney.
McGarity and Culp still just tied up. Again, low to the ground is McGarity. Kind of forehead to forehead. We're under 15 seconds to go there. McGarity did get an escape here early in the second period, so he does still lead 1-0.
End of two. 3-0 lead for McKinney. McKinney will have choice for the third period. Did not escape in that second. So now McKinney is going to choose the top position.
Second period also at an end between McGarity and Culp. McGarity able to hold on to that 1-0 lead. Culp will start the third period in the down position. McGarity quick under the neck of Culp. Able to break him down.
Wonder how he's going to do it. Culp with one leg that he's wrestling on. McGarity, you know, likes to throw in legs sometimes.
Yeah, and he's actually able, seems like he has a leg, and he's going to have some near fall points as he's able to kind of tilt, just very sort of gently tilt Culp. It looks like there's near fall points, and there they are. All four to Nick McGarity. He extends his lead out to 5-0, so answers that question, Greg, of sort of able just to hip down on the one leg Culp has and sort of come under the chin and able to tilt him back that way.
Trahan needs injury time, so she's getting looked at right now with 1:23 to go in the third period, trailing McKinney 3-0. Trahan up to her feet, though. Looks like she's going to be ready to continue.
McGarity continuing to ride on top just a minute to go in the third period. Almost has Culp for more near fall points, has a half in with that leg. Culp able to roll back to his stomach, so no additional near fall points yet for call or for McGarity. McGarity, that left leg still kind of laced with Culp and able to break him back down. Still has a half in as well.
Give credit to Ella Trahan. She's got a shoulder brace on her right shoulder, which is why she called for injury time. She is definitely in a lot of pain. Could barely extend her arm to get back to that, the bottom position there in the third period. Just trying to gut this out is Trahan with that right shoulder.
McGarity pretty deep on a half. He's got Culp over. Near fall points coming. The period, the match is going to come to an end. Just a matter of if McGarity can get a fall here or not. No fall for Nick McGarity, but four near fall points will extend his lead and his win to 9-0. Nick McGarity of Peters Township, your third place finisher at 107 pounds with a 9-0 major decision over Sam Culp of Redland.
McKinney of Souderton is going to get four near fall points, and then we get blood time going. And I'm not sure which wrestler it's for. But McKinney now leads 7-0 with 16 seconds left over Trahan. I think it's on McKinney, actually. Just 16 seconds remaining in that 7th and 8th place bout.
Yeah, you're right, Trahan just trying to battle through it. Even now as McKinney is being tended to. See the coaches over there just almost seemingly holding it in place.
Yeah.
For Trahan, so.
No doubt. She's gotten it out.
Yeah, no question.
Doesn't want to end the season with an injury default. Kudos to her for making it to the podium with that injury. Final 10 seconds. Trying to hip over, gets a hold of that leg. She should at least get one, if not a reversal. Time will run out. They will give an escape, and it'll be a 7-1 final. McKinney of Souderton defeats Trahan of Fort Cherry. So Trahan will be an 8th place finisher at 106 pounds. We'll let you know who's coming up next in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Turn the clocks ahead and get ready for a whole year of great Observer Reporter events. Hey, it's Kendra at the OR. From Kids Fest later this month to a First Friday celebration and the Greater Pittsburgh Food Truck Festival in May, we're ready to celebrate local. Corks and Kegs in August, followed by Farm to Fork, All for Her, Best of the Best, and the Holiday Market. Join us as a vendor, as a visitor, as a family. We're all about local. Come celebrate with us at the next Observer Reporter event.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making Dream Fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Two wrestlers know the medal they're coming home with. Nick McGarity of Peters Township, a third-place finisher. Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry, an eighth-place finisher. The next on the board is Dom Canale of Trinity. He's got a rematch from the quarterfinals where he had that tough loss to Quinn McBride of Penridge. They are on deck, so they'll be wrestling here in a moment, and that is for fifth and sixth place at 127 pounds. So that is coming up shortly after him will be Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan, who is wrestling for third and fourth, and Drake McClure of Bentworth, who is wrestling for seventh and eighth. Those two not on the board yet, but seemingly by the time Canale gets on the mat, wrestles his match, those two will probably end up populating on the board.
Yeah, I would say definitely keep it close and keep it here, as Greg mentioned. Still several, seven more to go, and at least, no, more than that. See, nevertheless.
11 minus 2, we got 9 to
nine
go.
9 more to go, goodness, yeah. So still 9 more to go, and pretty well, I think, spread out through the weight classes. So we'll be keeping it here, or if we do go to the FM dial, it will not be for super long. So we appreciate your understanding as we kind of jostle back and forth, but Canale coming up here real soon.
So yeah, the match before him is in the second period right now. Braden Weaver of Altoona, Leo Joseph of Latrobe, wrestling for third and fourth at 121. So should have Canale here coming up in just a few short minutes. So we will step aside, take one more break, and thank the fine folks who are letting us be here today with giving them the opportunity to. And make sure you do check out the local businesses that have sponsored the wrestling coverage here, not only from this weekend but throughout the entire postseason. They've given us an opportunity to bring this to you each and every year, and a lot of them are very loyal sponsors for us. And just make sure you check them out. If their services can help you in any way, please take a look, as we want to make sure that we can continue to help one another out here locally, and make sure that Washington Green County gets its fair coverage that we know that we all deserve. So make sure you do check them out. But we're going to step aside for a break and be back with Dom Canale of Trinity, who will be wrestling Quinn McBride of Penridge for fifth and sixth at 127 pounds. You're listening to the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mac Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. For over 70 years, we've been here for you, your family, and your business. At a time in which premiums continue to rise and policy coverage is more confusing and limited than ever before, we're proud to be your trusted guides. No gimmicks or surprises, just real protection at the best possible price. Personal, business, or bonds, will keep it simple and straightforward, just as we've always done. Chambers Insurance, helping you navigate today's insurance world. Learn more at chambersinsurance.com.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support the McGuffey Wrestlers at this week's state championships. Just like these fine young men, our region is winning thanks to hard work, determination, and perseverance. Mark your calendars for Claysville's annual Pike Day Festival the third weekend in May. Come celebrate our heroes, heritage, and history, and enjoy country hospitality at its finest with children's activities, live bands, a craft fair, and great food. Congratulations and best of luck to McGuffey's qualifying wrestlers.
Best of luck to all wrestlers competing this weekend from Angelo's Restaurant. Michael Pasilacqua, the owner of Angelo's, is a former wrestler himself. He knows and appreciates the hard work and dedication required to be successful. Angelo's Restaurant has been serving fine Italian food for 86 years. From classic Italian dishes to new favorites, enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. See the menu and learn more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dom Canale of Trinity set to wrestle in a fifth and sixth place match. There's about 30 seconds left in the third period of Weaver and Joseph. Weaver leading there 5-0. So mention that Canale wrestled in the quarterfinals against McBride, and that was a good match, Greg. It was an escape for Canale in the second period, and then he rode McBride for about a minute and a half before giving up a reversal with about 25 seconds left, and McBride held on to defeat Canale 2-1.
Yeah, we've alluded to that Dom Canale is pretty much every match he's wrestled here in the last 2 days have been tight ones, could go either way, and at least to our eyes, Greg, as long as we've been here, that was the one that started it all. And you know, we saw him get some redemption from a loss he took back at the regionals, and so another opportunity for Dom Canale to make his mark and bring home a fifth place finish.
Yeah, and you know what, just from thinking back on that match, right, he was the aggressor on his feet in that first period, didn't get a takedown. He rode him for a minute and a half of that third period. So, and he was able to get an escape, too, within about 45 seconds of his time on bottom as well. So you got to feel good about how he was wrestling in that match and could argue, he was deserving of the win. So he's going to come into this one, I think, feeling confident that, hey, I can win this match and be the fifth best wrestler here. And he is underway. 1-2-2 periods here in these consolation medal bouts.
Yeah, no tie-up yet, just some hand fight and wrist control and quick snap attempt there from Canale. We'll see if this so far looks very similar. Shot in there by McBride. Stopped and hooked up by Canale.
Couple of snap downs there for Canale down to 20 seconds left in this opening period. Stoppage here with 18 seconds on a stalemate. Down to 10 seconds left. Opening period. Shot attempt from Canale. Canale wanted to spin behind and went for that knee pick once McBride came up to his feet, but unable to finish, and it's scoreless at the end of one.
Yeah, both wrestlers mostly keeping their distance. You're at a couple shot attempts, probably Canale's shot there, probably the best one of the period. But you're right, kind of looking for that rebound off that initial snap. And again, having wrestled just yesterday, I'm sure have been thinking about this match and familiar with how they each want to dictate the pace of it.
So McBride starts the second period on the bottom, and Canale will begin to ride. He's trying to get a leg in right now.
Yeah, hips down on the mat. Canale's trying to get that hip up, and kind of flatten out McBride, and looks like he's basically able to do it now. Nice job from Canale there to get that leg in and I think really gain good control on top.
Quick note, Drake McClure of Bentworth, there was a forfeit. He was in the hole, and then on that mat, there was a forfeit, so now he is on deck. So keep that in our sights as Canale riding in this second period, scoreless, 1:15 to go. In the period, a leg thrown in from Canale, trying to get a second one in and flatten McBride out.
He had him flat there for a second, despite the leg not going in yet, but now that right leg.
He got a couple swipes here on a power half. Two separate one counts, though. Now he's going to try it a third time. Now he's got a two, three, and he's going to get four near fall points.
Yeah, and what he's awfully close. I'm not sure he can work towards a fall here. I'm not sure he's quite has the leverage for that there. He had it for a second. It looked like Canale's still in position. Haven't gotten the four yet. Had him stacked.
And now he has him bridging on his back, but able to belly over was McBride. But there's the four near falls, and 25 seconds to go in the period. He's up 4-0.
Boy, what a long time coming, right? That feels like two matches worth of excellent riding from Canale. He's finally rewarded there with those near fall points.
Drake McClure of Bentworth now on the mat. So he was in the hole, and all of a sudden two forfeits, and he is here for 7th and 8th wrestling in his match. So we'll keep an eye on that at Ben Straub of Mifflinburg. They are underway.
Dom Canale will ride successfully for the entirety of the second period, including, as Greg mentioned, four near fall points. So he will take, Dom Canale, that is, a 4-0 lead into the third period, where he will choose to start down. And in fact, McBride doesn't want any part of that. He's going to give the optional start. And so that'll extend Canale's lead out to 5-0. That looks like we had a caution start on McBride. And so the third period underway, 5-0 now, Canale leads.
Going to get a takedown for Straub of Mifflinburg. And right now, once he got down, McClure tried to hit a switch. An ankle lace there for Straub.
Low single attempt, and he's got McBride has Canale up. Canale able to force his leg back down to the mat. Now has sprawled out in front of McBride. McBride still reaching for that left leg of Canale. We might get a stalemate, and we do. 1:28 to go, still 5-0.
Straub wins the flip, defers. McClure go on the bottom, trailing 3-0 at the end of one.
McBride had a good shot in here to begin this third period, but great defense by Canale again to get his foot back down to the mat after being brought that foot up near his head and able to fight himself into a stalemate. Fake shot attempt by McBride. Both wrestlers not engaged in a tie-up at this moment, just over a minute to go, third period.
McClure with a reversal. He trails 3-2, now trying to get that leg in and wants to get the arm up behind his head.
McBride in on a shot. Canale tried to throw him from there, was unable to get the leverage to throw, and instead gives up the takedown to McBride. So McBride now back within 2, 5-3. He's going to allow Canale to stand up here as they went out of bounds. So 6-3 the score, 50 seconds to go. Canale leading McBride, but on their feet here. McBride looking for a takedown to tie this one.
A minute to go in the second period. McClure riding, but trailing 3-2. Trying to work on top with the legs in.
30 seconds to go. No tie-up right now. Both wrestlers circling in the center. Shot attempt by McBride. Canale now has McBride into a front headlock. Under 20 seconds to go in this one. They'll go out of bounds. With 16 to go, Dom Canale still leading 6-3. On their feet, McBride's going to have to go here. Snap by McBride. Now again into a front headlock. Canale puts McBride. He's going to mix him over, and that's going to be a three-point takedown for Dom Canale. And Dom Canale is going to win this match. Once again, avenges a loss from earlier. This time in a 9-3 decision over Quinn McBride, your fifth place placer at 127 pounds, Dom Canale of Trinity.
Ben Straub of Mifflinburg leads Drake McClure Bentworth 3-2. After two, we'll have the third period in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Straub goes bottom for the third period. McClure gives an escape, so they're wrestling on their feet here in the third, 4-2. Straub of Mifflinburg leading McClure of Bentworth. McClure with a shot underneath. He's got his head trapped right now. Under hooks here for Straub. They're near the out-of-bounds line. McClure just kind of goes over top. Kind of relaxed. He's like, hey, I'm near the out-of-bounds line. Thinking that you're going to call out-of-bounds, and now he's just draped over top. Instead of trying to force the action out, now it's precious seconds clicking off.
Yeah, and
Straub closer to a takedown.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, hips down on the mat. You're right. Straub just really needs to pop himself out. McClure, a nice job there to sort of roll him out towards the boundary. Again, I almost think he rolled him to kind of get out of bounds. Now McClure in a good position to try to get to get points.
Now he's up coming out through the back door. Still has 35 seconds to go in this third period. McClure just wrestling here on the edge of the mat. And now a roll through from Straub, and now Straub is going to get the takedown, working up the body of McClure. So in a spot where the McClure really thought, hey, we're going out of bounds, he's got about a minute and change to go.
Right.
They've wrestled this whole time, and now they're down to 15 seconds left, giving up the takedown.
Yeah, just, yeah, the awareness there, whatever it might be. But, yeah, unfortunately for McClure, it's going to result in a loss here in the seventh place bout.
So Drake McClure Bentworth will drop a 7-2 decision, and he will finish in eighth place at 133 pounds. And he came up super quick with those two forfeits on that mat. And it happens, I guess, in these medal bouts. You know, some guys decide not to continue on or dealing with some different things.
Right.
But, yeah, Drake McClure finishing in eighth place. So we now have four wrestlers from Washington Green County who know the medal that they'll be coming home with. And we'll have the next wrestler coming up, which is Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan. He's going to be wrestling Nico Fanella of Indiana for third and fourth at 133 pounds in AAA. He is in the hole right now, but the match on the mat that is in front of him is in the third period, and then there'll be one full match before his. So what we'd like to do is we're going to step aside, and when we come back, let you know a little bit about what we know so far.
Yep.
The four that we've got, the rest that are upcoming in this round, so you know what's still to come, and then we'll get you set for that Collier Hartman match. So that's what we're going to do next. We'll take a quick timeout and be back in a moment. You are listening to the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
So we had no four wrestlers' medals to this point, four of the 12 that are being determined here today from the Giant Center in Hershey. Let's let you know what those are to this point. We got on the AA side, Drake McClure of Bentworth. He will be finishing in eighth place. On the AAA side, Nick McGarity of Peters Township will finish in third. Dom Canale of Trinity will finish in fifth. And on the girls' side, Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry finishing in eighth. Coming up this round, and coming up here next, as he is on deck, Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan will be wrestling for third and fourth place. Also coming up on the girls' side, Abigail Dolange of Avella wrestling for fifth and sixth. Elena Ashby of Trinity wrestling for third and fourth, and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township wrestling for third and fourth. Also on the AAA side, Jay Conroy of Ringgold wrestling for third and fourth. Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry on the AA side. And Colin White of West Green on the AA side, both wrestling for third and fourth as well. And we still have one wrestler who will not wrestle in this round, but will be wrestling in the 4 o'clock hour, which is Marley Sullivan of Canada McMillan. She'll be wrestling for the state title at 112 pounds. So that's everybody that's coming up. And so far we're 4 in. We got 7 to go in this round.
Yeah, so far we've had some exciting ones too, and certainly a third-place finisher, and as you mentioned, a fifth-place finisher as well. So a couple early wins here for Washington and Greene County.
Collier Hartman will be wrestling Nico Fanella. These two have wrestled one time in their careers, and it was 2 weeks ago in the WPIAL semifinals. Fanella beat Hartman by tech fall, 18-3 at 3 minutes and 42 seconds. So they will be wrestling here for third and fourth. Hartman, I will say, he's been wrestling great all tournament long here in the Giant Center. So excited to see if he can flip that switch. Fanella's been great all season long. He's had a heck of a... I should say this. Both guys have been great all season long. Let's not take that away. But, Fanella and Hartman, although the lopsided 2 weeks ago, with the scoring system the way it is, I could see that being totally flipped here this go-around.
Oh, no question. I mean, there's – well, and I've found, too, in these – especially in these third, fifth, and seventh place matches, you're right. Sometimes you don't know what the mind – it's been a long weekend – is a wrestler in a good place because of what has occurred to get them to this point, or they maybe lost the match they felt like they should have won. I feel like a lot of times, not to say that upsets occur, but I think the results maybe don't play out maybe as you might think they would.
The match before them is scoreless with about 20 seconds to go in the second period.
I'll give a quick... Quick pseudo Washington County plug that Anna Duncan of South Park, who, again, we mentioned earlier, co-opted with Ringgold last year. She is wrestling currently in a fifth-place match and winning 10-2 over Rivera of Penn Argyle. So Anna Duncan, a Washington County-adjacent wrestler at South Park, looking to be on her way to a fifth-place finish at 124 pounds.
Hartman and Fanella, they're just warming up right next to each other. Just bouncing right. But you rarely see that. Literally right next to each other.
Yeah.
Getting ready for their matchup. Not that they're talking by any means, but they're just standing right beside each other. Just trying to stay loose.
Maybe an intimidation factor from Hartman kind of over the left shoulder of Fanella. Maybe just wanting to know he's there. He sees him. Fanella playing it off.
So the match before them just about to go to the end of the second period, and they'll be going to the third period here in just a moment. So once that one finishes up, we will have Collier Hartman. And then from there, no one else is on the board at the moment, but as we talked about, when Drake McClory got on the board, and literally 10 seconds later, he was wrestling on the mat. So
he rose up the board very quickly, yes.
Yeah, you could tell which, that's why it's so hard to predict sometimes. We're trying to estimate times for some of you listening in, and it's hard to predict as far as one could be a blood time, and it could be 15 minutes before that person in the hole gets on the mat, and then you could have one where a forfeit happens or two forfeits happen in that instance, and 30 seconds they're on the mat. So we'll do our best, so we're making sure every match gets covered here throughout the entire weekend. So we will step aside for a break, and then we will be coming back as that match has about a minute and a half to go between in front of Hartman and Fanella, but that one will be coming up here shortly, and the next one we'll be covering. You are listening to the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Regional anesthesia experts provide high-level orthopedic anesthesia at a surgery center near you. Owned and operated by Dr. Brian Matuzik, regional anesthesia experts employ modern techniques to alleviate post-op pain, enabling you to get back on your feet quicker, increasing the likelihood of better long-term results from your surgery. Best of luck to all WPIL and Pennsylvania wrestlers from regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum Dr. Brian Matuzik.
Wurchel Funeral Home is Bridgeville's only locally owned funeral home. Dave Wurchel and Bob Longo offer a full range of funeral services in a spacious, elegant facility on Washington Pike. To discuss pre-need arrangements or for caring service in a time of immediate need, call 412-221-3333. People you know. People you trust. Wurchel Funeral Home, off the Bridgeville exit of I-79, a proud sponsor of high school wrestling.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals, one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
The match still has about 30 seconds remaining in front of Collier Hartman, but he and Nico Fenella about to get underway here very shortly. Abigail Dolanche of Avella will keep that, will keep track of that one. Two of the three at the weight class in front of her have been out to the mat, so I think there's probably two more matches, another 36. And I think they're going seventh. I think the order is seventh and eighth, fifth and sixth, third and fourth. I'm guessing. That's just
that,
my
speculation. That sounds correct. I think that's a...
So if that's the case, two more matches still to be called on the board for the girls' side before Dolanche would get on the board. So she would be the next wrestler for Washington Greene County to be called out. Then likely Elena Ashby. And based on how the matches are going, I'm going to say Liliana Giulianelli of Peters would be the next one after that. So I would say once Hartman wrestles, we'll have three straight girls matches, and then we'll have the Conroy Welsh White matches. We'll see if it goes in that order. But
I'm holding you to it now, Greg. I think you've made your decisions.
So. Well, just final seconds remaining, so Collier Hartman goes to the scores table. He and Fenella about to get underway.
And you're right. They stood next to each other the whole time that we were there. Again, I'm sure they're both locked in completely separate of each other. So.
And I've been impressed with both of these guys throughout the entire postseason and especially here at the Giant Center. So it should be a good one here for third and fourth.
Yeah, Hartman's been, I think, especially impressive.
And I think for Hartman, it's just a matter of not getting underneath Fenella. Fenella's very tough on top, and he's been able to show that. And that's how he was able to get that tech fall on Hartman in the WPL semifinals. So if he can avoid getting underneath Fenella, then he should be able to find some success. He goes high early, came right after Fenella, goes after. He's got a headlock, almost like a reverse headlock. He gets the takedown because he's able to lace the leg as well.
I mean, that's been the strategy for Hartman, and his success is right to get high, get under the wrestler and use that leverage. And he's got a game plan. He stuck to it and is able to get an early takedown on Fenella.
Yeah, he's got he's really strong upper body to be able to pull that off and lift up high. Now he's got the legs in, and really for Hartman, if he can ride here and maybe potentially even get back points on Fenella, that'd be huge.
Yep.
But already a 3-0 lead here for Hartman.
Yeah, he's making a little bit of headway there with the legs. And now Fanella's starting to get, Hartman getting a little high. Fanella's starting to dig those legs out and get free.
Yeah, he's, not only that, he's going to get a reversal. Will Fanella. And Hartman with a quick roll. Final seconds coming up. Hartman's lead will be 3-2 at the end of one.
Yeah, entertaining first period. Again, love the game plan from Hartman to get started and successfully takes Fanella down. But you mentioned quite frankly, Fanella's prowess on top, but he's able to remove the boots and get a reversal. And so Fanella will start down here. We'll see what Hartman decides to, yep, he's going to bring him up to his feet and wrestle there. Is again, 2-for-1, give up the one versus the two, which Fanella got in the first period.
Yeah, so we're tied at 3. And right away, in on an ankle shot from Hartman.
Switching it up, I like it.
And we're going to get potentially dangerous as turning that right leg of Fanella.
Yeah, you got to think Fanella's knows that Hartman might want to come right into him, and so maybe keeping a little extra distance, not really wanting to tie up too much.
Couple of shot attempts there from Fanella, and Hartman quickly defends those. 30 seconds into the second period. Shot in from Fanella again, sprawling back is Hartman, but he just kind of lost his balance, I think, yeah, a little bit there. Dropped to a hip, and Fanella able to get the takedown.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I think for Fanella, he realizes on his feet, the best defense is a good offense. And you saw him again. You mentioned a few shot attempts, and ultimately Fanella dictates the pace there and gets the takedown.
So 6-3 lead for Fanella, and Hartman not moving much on the bottom, and Fanella makes the referees aware of it, and then a stalling call comes. And now here's a 2-on-1 tilt from Fanella.
Yeah, exactly what you mentioned in the pre-match, Greg, of if Fanella can control on top, that's where he's going to make his money, and a big 4-point move there with the near fall points extends his lead now, Nico Fanella, that is, to a 10-3 lead over Collier Hartman.
For Hartman, it's just, you know, and I think that's why he was trying not to move too much there underneath, knowing how tough it is. And now a stalemate comes with 25 seconds left in the second.
Yeah, it was an interesting point that you made about Fanella sort of alerting the official that, you know,
there's not much
that
movement.
Hartman's not moving, and you're right, the official quickly obliges and hits with the stalling warning.
Crossface here from Fanella. Yep. Able to flatten Hartman out.
Yeah, a little forearm near ankle. And
now just grabs that elbow and trying to force it underneath of Hartman. And now looking for a crossface cradle. Hartman just wants to get out of this period. He'll have choice for the third. Trails 10-3, and you got to imagine he's going to go neutral.
Yeah, I certainly don't think he'd want to go through what that second period ultimately ended up being. And Hartman went right up to the official and said, stand me up.
Start of the third period, neutral. Fanella leading 10-3. Fanella in on a single, trying to bring the leg in. Going to try to lace it. Now switching over to a double is Fanella. Trying to pull that leg in. Now goes back to a single. Now grabs a hold of the elbow of Hartman. Near the out-of-bounds line. Fanella looks to try to swing him back inside.
Yeah, and for Fanella, this is, and there is the takedown there. I was going to say, that honestly, the time taken off the clock is as useful as anything. As he already had the lead, they'll go out of bounds. Minute 8 remaining in this third period, and certainly the points, Nico Fanella was searching for the points, but you know he was happy to let Hartman just play defense against that shot and let seconds tick off the clock.
Hartman trying to work up to his feet. Now just steps into Fanella. Fanella holding on to the leg right now. And just hopping on one leg. Fanella works his way back up on top of Hartman. Now a roll attempt from Hartman. Fanella gets him back down to the mat. 35 seconds left, third period, 13-3. Fanella leading Hartman.
Yeah, just hanging on that left hip of Hartman and has that left ankle laced as well. A little bit of an effort to tilt him there, but there is it.
There's that two-on-one tilt. No back points, though. I think only a one count. Final seconds clicking off in this third period. Nico Fanella of Indiana will be your third place finisher at 133 pounds here in AAA. He will defeat Collier Hartman 13-3. So Hartman, a fourth place finisher at 133 pounds. Abigail Dolanche of Avella is now on the board. She is now in the hole. So she's got a little bit of time as the match currently up is just finishing the first period. So a little bit of time before she gets on the mat. So we'll keep a close eye on that. We'll send it over to the FM side just for a little bit. We'll say 5 to 7 minutes or so. And you'll look to be back, and we'll have Dolanche. And then right after Dolanche will be Elena Ashby of Trinity. So we'll have those coming up for you very shortly here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
95.3 WJPA.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
About to get more wrestling action here for our local wrestlers from Washington, Greene County. And that's going to be both wrestlers are on the board right now. Abigail Dolanche of Avella, she is on deck. The match in front of her is in the second period. And Elena Ashby of Trinity is in the hole on an opposite mat. So could end up seeing them both at the same time, depending on how some of these results go. But those matches are both called. On the boys' side right now, they're pretty much all at 145 as far as that goes. So you still got some time before we get to 215, 285 with Jake Conroy, Braden Welsh, and Colin White. And 142 are the two matches out there right now on the girls' side. Giulianelli of Peters Township still coming up shortly as well. So that's where we're at currently at the moment, as we get set for the wrestling action here coming up in just a short while. So again, the match before Dolanche of Avella is currently about halfway through the second period. So once that comes to a conclusion, we will have Dolanche's match coming up. So we will step aside. Just wanted to set the stage for you to let you know where we were at, and we will now just take a short commercial break and be back here momentarily with the fifth and sixth place match for Abigail Dolanche of Avella. Back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that drives your business, one that's with you for the long haul, and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey businesses like Coil Trucking are on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Turn the clocks ahead and get ready for a whole year of great Observer Reporter events. Hey, it's Kendra at the OR. From Kids Fest later this month to a First Friday celebration and the Greater Pittsburgh Food Truck Festival in May, we're ready to celebrate local. Corks and Kegs in August, followed by Farm to Fork, All for Her, Best of the Best, and the Holiday Market. Join us as a vendor, as a visitor, as a family. We're all about local. Come celebrate with us at the next Observer Reporter event.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Abigail Dolanch of Avella will be wrestling in a fifth, sixth place match at 142 pounds against Avery Baldwin of Dallas Town. The match before hers right now is stopped with injury time. They're in the third period. So once that goes complete, then Dolanch will be out on the mat for her matchup. Elena Ashby of Trinity right now in the hole for her matchup at 148 pounds. She will be wrestling for third and fourth place against Catalina Borelli of Topolhockan.
Giving you all the good ones.
I was going to say, that was a challenge right there.
So, and of course, our timing impeccable, as we thought we had it timed up well for Abigail Dolanch's match. And
yeah, see, that's what we just talked about, right? You know, Drake McClure comes out super quick because of a couple of matches that were forfeits, and this one is held up a bit with injury time right now, so still hasn't got back underway. They have about a minute and a half to go in the third period.
That one seems to be at least underway, and as you mentioned, we probably anticipate, although it'll likely be a break after Elena Ashby's match at 148, probably Giulianelli, probably our next.
So you agree with my thinking? Huh?
I do. It'll be interesting to see how Giulianelli's potentially matches up with the three remaining boy wrestlers.
I'd imagine she'll finish before they will even get to on deck. Honestly, just the way that
right,
you know, the way things have kind of went to this point.
And then we'll have a nice finish out with, as they have been grouped together over the last couple of rounds, Braden Welsh, Colin White, and Jake Conroy.
And then we still have our finalist, Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan. She'll be wrestling at 112 pounds.
Yeah, excited to see her wrestle. We talked about her semifinal match, and it was a challenging one, and excited to see her opportunity for to get herself up onto the top of the podium at 112 pounds. The match ahead of Dolanch, 6-4 score currently. See, this is where, and they're wrestling in the neutral position, this is where the two-point takedown would have perhaps tied this and sent it off. Takedown here would, in theory, still end the match.
Looks like another potential injury time for the wrestler. I think that's Miller of Honesdale. Slowly getting back up to her feet. Certainly doesn't want to call the injury time, especially with 20 seconds left, because then you have to give up choice. Makes it a lot more challenging for you to potentially win the match. And now it looks like they're just going to call it. Coaches in a corner just said she's done. Going to injury default it with 17 seconds left.
Yeah, that was interesting. The officials had started the match, and you're right, the coaches sort of stepped in just a second or two after the match had restarted and basically gave the X and said stop. So certainly hope that Miller from Honesdale is okay. She's walk off the mat under her own power, so hopefully whatever injury is not too serious, and that'll allow us to now focus on Abigail Dolange of Avella in her fifth place match.
Again, she's wrestling Avery Baldwin of Dallas Town, and they are underway at 142 pounds.
Dolange quick on the head, heavy on the head.
Trying to get some positioning. Baldwin pushing into her. Now a snap down attempt from Baldwin, and now breaking free of the tie was Dolange. Now really back into it with wrists. Swinging in, trying to get a shot was Dolange. Now a cradle attempt here from Baldwin. Able to even out. Now get on a leg and a takedown is Dolange.
Yeah, really nice shot from Dolange there. I think Baldwin maybe got a little too aggressive trying to find that cradle while Dolange was basically still standing. Dolange does a great job to clear herself and get the takedown.
Now an escape for Baldwin. So a lot of good action here in this first minute. And the period will come to a close with Dolange up 3-1 after one.
Yeah, Dolange, I think, initially kind of set the pace. Baldwin, a good counter. And again, I think she was just a little too aggressive in trying to make that cradle work. And her aggressiveness is Dolanche's gain and takes a 3-1 lead into the second period.
Cradle locked in for Dolange. Off the whistle when Baldwin got to her feet. Question is, can Dolange get it over? And she does.
I'm trying to dig that inside knee into the side there.
Memory serves me, Greg. I think she had a cradle in one of her previous matches. Either got a fall or helped her secure the win. Regardless, Dolange using that cradle once again. And we'll have four near fall points if she can't get the fall.
Yeah, Dolange, who started the period on top, too. This will extend her lead, as you mentioned, at least out to 7-1.
Still in that cradle position. Not much change, but you know, if you're Dolange, you really don't need to move it here. Baldwin will finally kick that leg free, but four near fall points. And now going right back to that crossface cradle is Dolange. She wants to try to lock it up again.
Yeah, using some of her length there, and walking it up and going to tilt it back here.
Plenty of time. Trying about 45 seconds left here in the second. And rips her back over to her back. Dolange.
She might have it there. She's real close. Squeeze in there.
That left shoulder is up right now for Baldwin, but trying to just get that down. Unable to, kicking out, but four more near fall points. Dolange up 11-1. Off of two big cradles.
Yeah, half was there on the near side. There's the half going over. She's got four more. She might have it here. A little over rotation there. Pulls it back down.
And there is the fall for Abigail Dolange of Avella. Time of that fall, 2 minutes and 52 seconds. She will be your fifth place finisher at 142 pounds.
Really, really nice work there from Dolange, and just imposes her will on top, and a great finish there for Dolange. Really well-deserved fifth place finish for her.
So we got Elena Ashby of Trinity. She is on deck, and the match in front of her is in the third period, so we will be sticking here. We'll take a break, and we will be back with Elena Ashby's third and fourth place match at 148 pounds shortly here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. You can't turn on the TV or scroll through social media without being bombarded by insurance commercials. They're everywhere, even on the radio. Low rates, big savings. We'll insure your pet iguana. Okay, maybe not the iguana. Sadly, many times you're not saving money. You're just getting your coverage slashed. By the time there's a claim, it's too late to see you've been duped. At Chambers Insurance, our goal is to improve your coverage and get you savings. We're local, family-owned, and we'll work with you to find the right coverage. Chambers Insurance, since 1953.
WVU Medicine's Waynesburg Clinic provides access to a range of laboratory and diagnostic services each weekday. In addition to general laboratory testing, we conveniently offer general imaging, heart and vascular imaging, including EKGs and ultrasound. To schedule a lab draw or imaging test, visit wvumedicine.org/Waynesburg or call 855-WVU-CARE.
Best of luck to all wrestlers competing this weekend from Angelo's Restaurant. Michael Pasalacqua, the owner of Angelo's, is a former wrestler himself. He knows and appreciates the hard work and dedication required to be successful. Angelo's Restaurant has been serving fine Italian food for 86 years. From classic Italian dishes to new favorites, enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. See the menu and learn more at angelosrestaurant.com.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support the McGuffey Wrestlers at this week's state championships. Just like these fine young men, our region is winning thanks to hard work, determination, and perseverance. Mark your calendars for Claysville's annual Pike Day Festival the third weekend in May. Come celebrate our heroes, heritage, and history, and enjoy country hospitality at its finest with children's activities, live bands, a craft fair, and great food. Congratulations and best of luck to McGuffey's qualifying wrestlers.
Lena Ashby of Trinity will be getting to the mats here very shortly. The match in front of her, they had injury time going right now.
With just 7 seconds to go, too, mind you.
It is tied at one as well, so that might go to overtime. So stick with us here for Elena Ashby's third and fourth place match. No other wrestlers have been called up to the board yet. But still to come, we got Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. We got Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, Colin White of West Green, and Jay Conroy of Ringgold. All still to come here in this round. And don't forget, we got one wrestler in the finals, Marley Sullivan of Canon McMillan. She'll be wrestling at 112 pounds for the title.
And as you mentioned, that match on mat 6, where Elena Ashby will be, did in fact go to overtime. So in sudden victory right now.
Have to think about too is obviously Sullivan will be in the third round. I imagine they'll kind of make sure to stop the matches to not let them go off until, because there's 13 weights in both AA, AAA, and the girls, so yep. Same amount. So I'd imagine they may hold Sullivan until that third one starts with the boys. So that'll be at the same time as 121 pounds on the boys' side would be the equal to
yep.
112 on the girls' side. So we'll definitely start our coverage at 2 o'clock. Make sure to set the scene and let everybody know where we're at finals-wise.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, excuse me. Jeez. Thank you. Yeah, 4 o'clock yeah, today.
There will be a pretty decent break for us before we pick coverage back up.
Yeah, imagining this round will finish up here probably within the hour. So probably be a couple hours before we get to the finals match. And
it looks like the match on mat 6 has ended with a sudden victory win. And so Elena Ashby will be coming up.
We're wrestling for third and fourth place at 148 pounds. She's gone to the scorer's table. Now goes out to get her ankle band. And soon we'll be getting underway against Catalina Borelli of Tulpehocken. And Ashby and Borelli are underway.
Quick up into a tie-up. Both wrestlers seem interested in tying up. As Borelli the aggressor early on. Borelli picks up the leg of Ashby.
Ashby tried to throw a headlock on her way down to the mat. Unable to get it, and Ashby will give up the opening takedown and trail 3-0.
Out of bounds, they'll go, yeah. It looks like it from up here, it's certainly tough to tell our vantage point. It looks like Ashby might be a little bit taller than Borelli, so Borelli drops down onto that leg, and I think Ashby, with that advantage, tried to get the head, but ultimately unsuccessful, and as you mentioned, Borelli with the early takedown.
Couple of chop attempts there from Borelli. Ashby still at her base right now. Now wrist and a half attempt here for Borelli. And we'll get a potentially dangerous with 6 seconds left in the opening period.
See if Ashby can't find a quick escape here in these final seconds. Tries to get up to her feet. Broken back down. And the period will end with Borelli holding a 3-0 lead.
Borelli will win the flip. She'll go on the bottom to begin the second.
Borelli, no big movement yet. Crossface there by Ashby. Borelli starting to move a little bit. Reaches for a leg. Doesn't grab it yet.
And she kind of caught that elbow when that crossface came in of Ashby, and now trying to be able to turn her a bit to face her.
Yep.
Now Borelli slowly trying to work up to her feet. Ashby still has control, but Borelli able to duck her head underneath the arm and get free for one. Borelli's lead now 4-0.
Ashby now pushing it a little bit on top, pushes Borelli out of bounds towards the end boards, and back to the center they'll go to restart. 1:17 remaining second period here.
Headlock attempt from Ashby again, ducking underneath it is Borelli. Another takedown for Borelli. She's up 7-0. And they'll go out of bounds with a minute to go in the second.
Yeah, two missed opportunities there for the two takedowns Borelli has are on basically failed headlock attempts from Ashby. And so Ashby now a 7-0 hole, minute one remaining, second period. All she needs to do is connect on one of those and be right back in this. But so far has been 0-2 in those attempts.
Sit out and turn attempt this time and sticking with it. And out of bounds are Borelli, and 49 seconds left in the second.
Good bottom movement there by Ashby to try to find herself free, and just ran out of real estate.
Had a roll attempt there from Ashby, and Borelli. Borelli's been tough on top.
She has been. She's been able to move with Ashby. And you're right, control. Good control right now. Just Roddy and Ashby trying to get up just onto all fours to try to work up from underneath her. And Borelli once again breaks her back down to her base.
What do you do if you're Ashby in this third period? You were unable to get much going on your feet in the couple of takedowns Borelli got. Certainly I'm not going back underneath a Borelli after being rode as long as she has. Do you go on top to see if you can get a pinning combination, or do you go back on your feet, see if you can hit that headlock that you've tried?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I think here with choice, there looks like they're going to pick neutral. And I certainly can't disagree with that. Perhaps going down and trying to, again, we saw in one of those attempts when she had restarted, she had almost gotten clear, but she will go straight to neutral. Again, trailing 7-0. 7-0, not quite the deficit it once was. So, yeah, if she can combo one of those, she can. But
well, Borelli able to get behind her just seconds into the period. Gets a takedown, and Ashby now trails 10-0.
Yeah, it wasn't so much focus on the head there, more of sort of a throw by try to get behind Borelli, but as you mentioned, unable to do so, and now a double-digit lead for Borelli here in the third.
Down to 125 left in the period. Ashby just needs to try to get something going underneath, and they go out of bounds with 116 left. 10-0, Borelli leads Ashby.
Still no other Washington Green County wrestlers on the board yet. Again, we anticipate that Liliana Giulianelli of Peters will be our next likeliest to circulate up onto the board. There are 170-pounders up there, and so...
All three of them, in fact.
Yeah, so Giulianelli probably not too far behind, but we'll...
And she's the third and fourth place. They've been doing 7th, 8th, 5th, 6th, and 3rd, and 4th. So two more matches should go on the board before her.
Might still be a minute, but we'll focus here on Ashby here in this last minute. Again, she's trailing 10-0.
Flattened out right now by Borelli. Borelli now just working on the head of Ashby. And she's been so tough on top.
Yeah, she's been really, really good. Ashby just... You're right, hasn't even been able to really get anything started from the down position. And Borelli right now just hammering on the head off to the left side of Ashby and just strong on that head and working those wrists underneath Ashby's body.
Now she's going to work a power half and turn Ashby over to her back. Back points coming here in the third. Ashby trying to fend this off. Able to belly back over. No back points have been awarded yet as the hold's still being held by Borelli. Borelli's going to crank it over one more time and she'll get the fall. Borelli will get the fall on Ashby at 4 minutes and 49 seconds. So that means Elena Ashby of Trinity will be your fourth place finisher at 148 pounds. So we got... Four Washington Green County wrestlers still to go in this round. The next one likely to come up will be Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. And also still to come here in a short while, we'll have Jake Conroy of Ringgold, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, and Colin White of West Green. So we're going to send it back to the FM side with a little bit of a break here. Maybe in about 10, 12 minutes, I would say. We'll try to swing back on and let you know where we stand, but Giulianelli will likely be the next one to go, followed by Conroy and Welsh. So we will be back here shortly here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
95.3 WJPA.
Fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at CNX.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJTA Washington.
Sorry, basketball, Bob. We got to get back to wrestling.
Yeah, no kidding. We picked up. We'll run right into it. We know we've teased it a little bit, but this one we get to run right into.
Well, we have Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township wrestling for third and fourth place. There was a quick fall in the match right before her, so apologize for hopping on right as her match gets underway against one of your favorite opponent, one of your favorite names, Greg, of the
yeah,
entire
of J.P. McCaskey, Yorilis Paguero del Rosaria. We'll just go with Rosaria here.
Or
Rosario.
Or Paguero.
Rosario there, or Paguero, yeah, either of those, with respect, certainly, and my apologies if I mess that up at all, but Giulianelli. Here, 30 seconds in on their feet, both wrestlers, no score.
Arm drag there from Paguero, and she's going to try to trip. Nice job by Giulianelli to spin around for a moment, try to toss back, and now Giulianelli in some trouble. Paguero's going to get her on her back. And there's a quick fall. 43 seconds, the time of the fall. Giulianelli of Peters Township will finish in fourth place at 190 pounds.
Yeah, Paguero took her right to her back. And it's not super often that you see it where you go straight down, almost flat onto your back, and that's essentially what happened to Giulianelli. Really tough break. Is just some aggressive fighting on their feet, and Paguero, though, able to stick it and make it work, and Giulianelli will walk away with a proud fourth place finish.
Yeah, great season her and the girls' side. Four of the five wrestlers we now know the medals. Obviously, yep. The one finalist matchup still to come. So that completes girls' action here from this consolation round. We still have three matches to go on the boys' side.
It looks like they're going to move the boys over onto mat six as well. So now we've got a few.
So this is the first time we've seen that, right?
That's the first time we've seen it, yep.
Round they have not, but probably to help in time for preparation for the finals.
Right, given that they got to move mats and move the setup around a little bit, and that this is the last match for all of these wrestlers.
You're right.
You don't have to worry about
timing of everything.
So Braden Welsh now has not on the mat, to be clear. Welsh is now in the hole on mat six. I believe he's the only one. Am I missing anyone here as I look down? He's the only one we have at least acknowledged for at the current moment. He'll take on Robinson of Tawanda.
This round started at 11:30. And hard to believe. I mean, you mentioned this a couple of times, Greg, how quickly things go here. We're almost 2 hours into this round, and you know, it doesn't feel like it. For sure, it's went by super fast, and seen a lot of great wrestling here in these medal bouts. What I'd like to do, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'd like to set the stage as far as what we've seen so far.
Yep.
In case you're just tuning in to our wrestling coverage, who has what medal some of these wrestlers have, and then we'll talk about the three upcoming matches still to come here in the consolation round. Plus, we have a finals matchup as well that does not take place until 4 o'clock. So we're going to step aside and take a break and come back and let you know what we've seen so far here from the Giants Center in Hershey. You are listening to the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729. You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
All three of our remaining wrestlers here in this round for Washington and Greene County are all in the hole and all could be potentially wrestling at the same time. Jake Conroy of Ringgold, Colin White of West Greene, and Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry. All three of them sitting in the hole in their respective mats. So what we've seen so far, Greg, as far as placements on the AA side, Drake McClure of Bentworth will be coming home with an 8th place medal. On the AAA side, Nick McGarity of Peters Township with a 3rd place medal. Dom Canale of Trinity with a 5th place medal. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan with a 4th place medal. And on the girls' side, Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry with an 8th place medal. Abigail Dolanch of Avella with a 5th place medal. Elena Ashby of Trinity with a 4th place medal. And Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township with a 4th place medal. So that's what we know so far, and congratulations to all those wrestlers on a great season and being able to come home with a state medal.
Yeah, you said it, Greg, and I think that's where you need to start is a huge, you know, bit of congratulations to all of these wrestlers. Yeah, just a tremendous, you know, effort here this whole weekend, you know, not speaking from experience, but just, you know, having wrestled in this sport, you know, just getting to the state final or state championship tournament is a accomplishment it is in itself. To be able to come here, win multiple matches, and earn yourself a place on the podium is something that, regardless of maybe what your expectations was coming in, are certainly worthy of a huge amount of congratulations and respect. So kudos to that. And I know as we come up here, and I see a couple of them moving up the board a little bit, still a few more wrestlers here to come in these next few minutes, and we'll stay here and get those matches called for you. And then, of course, we still have one more in the 4 o'clock hour in the state championship line. But three more exciting ones coming up here in addition to the medalists that have already placed.
Looking ahead to some of those matchups, Jake Conroy of Ringgold will wrestle for third and fourth at 215 pounds on the AAA side against Roman Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. They have wrestled each of the last two weekends, both times in the third and fourth place match. Thompson winning them both for third place. In the WPL tournament, Thompson won 6-1. And in the regional tournament, Thompson won by fall at 2 minutes and 37 seconds. Going in to the state tournament, these four wrestlers, talking about Thompson Conroy, and then Cooper Roskowski of Kiski and Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon, were the top four ranked wrestlers all season long. And Thompson and Roskowski were in the same section. Conroy and Brown were in the same section. They battled out in the sections in the Whippeal. They battled it out, top four finish. West Region, they battled it up, top four finish. And now in the state tournament, here we are. Conroy and Thompson will wrestle for third and fourth. Roskowski and Brown for the state title. Beating each other up for four straight weeks were these guys. But Conroy has not been able to get the best of Thompson to this point.
But no better time than the last.
That's right.
Yeah, another match coming up here. Braden Welsh, actually, it'll be a rematch from just yesterday in the quarterfinal match. Welsh was a winner over Sawyer Robinson of Tawanda. That's the match that is on deck on match six. He had a major decision, 16-3. Welsh was the winner there against Robinson. So Welsh will look to replicate that outcome here again in his attempt to finish in third place at 215 pounds.
And we also will have at 285 pounds, Colin White of West Green taking on Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt. They did not wrestle in the Southwest Regional last week, but they did wrestle in the Powerade tournament where White won 2-1 back in December. So we'll keep an eye on that. But Braden Welsh, you mentioned he is coming out to the mat. He will be wrestling in his matchup for third and fourth place against Sawyer Robinson of Tawanda.
Welsh with the arm brace on his right shoulder. He's had that for, I think, probably the entire postseason. And off we go. And Robinson quick on the head and trying to maybe push action a little bit. Again, Robinson fell to Welsh 16-3 just yesterday in the quarterfinal match. Shot attempt there by Welsh, blocked away by Robinson.
Outside single attempt here for Welsh. Turns his head, grabs the hip, tries to work up the body, gets behind, just has to get him down to the mat. Trying to peel the hands is Robinson. Welsh grabs both ankles, keeps his toes in. Are they going to say he's out of bounds?
They are. I think it was sort of he got him down, but they weren't ready to give him the points. And then when he did get the points, his feet were out. His feet kind of staggered out of bounds. Again, real boom, boom play there in the corner.
Yeah, by the time he got hit the mat, I guess I should say, right, the feet may have just been sliding
out.
Yeah,
I think that's sort of it. One occurred before the other.
Still scoreless as the first period will come to a close. Welsh will win the flip, and he'll go on the bottom for the second period.
Again, we mentioned Conroy and White both in the hole on their respective mats. So we'll stay on the Welsh for now. Whistle blows, and Welsh up to his feet, trying to peel the hands on his right side. He'll drop back down and sort of try to hit a standing switch, trying to turn back in. He'll get the right leg of Robinson, and ultimately Robinson himself will bail out. I think he felt like Welsh maybe had good positioning on that leg. So Robinson jumps out. That'll give Welsh the escape, and 25 seconds into the second period, Braden Welsh leads 1-0.
Inside single attempt here for Welsh. Picks the leg up. As Robinson hopping on one leg, grabs that ankle, does catch it. Robinson tries to reach around behind to get an ankle of Welsh. Welsh trying to work back up across the body and also lace an ankle at the same time. And Robinson just going to give it up. Welsh will get the takedown. He'll lead 4-0 with a minute to go in the second.
Yeah, great use of the length there of Welsh. You're right. He kind of challenged the reaching that arm back to, towards the head. And I think Robinson once again said, I'll bail out and give you the three in lieu of something bigger. But Welsh will take the takedown again. As you say, extend it to 4-0.
Riding and leading with that lead. 40 seconds left in the second. Not yet getting the escape, and there it is for Robinson. So it's now 4-1, and Welsh right back in on another shot near the out-of-bounds line. Trying to drag Robinson back in. Ends up stepping out before he could finish.
Yeah, great strength there from Welsh to, they were kind of spread out and reaching for that leg, and he's able to suck that leg in and kind of stand up with it. Again, as you mentioned, they go out of bounds, but it's a lot of strength to pull that leg and pull that whole body back upright to give Welsh a chance to do something with that single.
So second period will come to a close with Welsh leading 4-1. Robinson will have choice for the third period. And we're going to get a stalling call on Welsh. I think his shoe may have come untied.
Yep.
So it gets hit with a stalling call.
Robinson will choose down. Conroy and White now both on deck, so hopefully that'll transition well here at the completion of Braden Welsh's match. Welsh is going to...
He gave an optional start, but hopped right back
on. Hopped right back on, yep. And to be honest, I think it would have been interesting to have given him that point, again, given that it's only a three-point lead that he holds, but...
He's also been dominant on his feet, although it's only gotten one takedown. He's been in on all the shots. Robinson hasn't even been close to a takedown. Now, granted, all it takes is one move, but Welsh seems like he's been in control.
Robinson almost able to turn back into Welsh. Welsh is ultimately going to let him stand up and try to allow that to get him a good position on a shot, and Robinson will get the escape, but Welsh immediately back in on a single. So he's trying to switch over.
Yeah, he needs to try to stay in bounds, and he will get that takedown he's still wrestling there on the edge of the mat, but a good takedown there for Welsh. A minute to go in the third. He's up 7-2.
Yeah, and you could see the strategy there again of sort of letting Robinson go, but kind of on Welsh's terms and keeping him close, and Welsh wanted to keep that low position to ultimately get in on a clean shot and was exactly able to do just that and turn it into a takedown.
Now down to 40 seconds left, third period. Trying to reach back, and now has a look like a fireman's carriage type roll.
Yeah, he kind of had the, it's hard to kind of have the arm, but he was on the outside. He wasn't kind of interior to dump him. He was kind of more the arm hooked under the leg of Robinson, or of Welsh, I should say. Robinson kind of tried to throw him. But It all avails to them being out of bounds. Braden Wells still riding on top, leading 7-2 with just 25 seconds remaining in the match.
Welsh will flatten him out.
Robinson seems just a bit frustrated. Maybe felt like he was a little closer in this match than he was. He'll get the escape, 7-3.
Welsh does have a stalling call on him, so a stall and a takedown would tie the match. Trying to load up for a toss and does get a takedown, but they're out of bounds. Does Robinson?
Yeah, that was maybe a little a little close to comfort for me. Yeah, I got the hooks and tried to bury him with 3 seconds left. Sawyer Robinson extends his hand out to Braden Welsh. A quick handshake between the two wrestlers and your third place finisher at 215 pounds, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry.
We will step aside. We have both Colin White of West Green and Jake Conroy of Ringgold on deck. And those two matches that they're on, Conroy's is in the third period. White's is about close to finishing up on the second period. So imagine that those will be finishing up shortly. And we will have both of those matches for you. But we'll step aside for a timeout and be back in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals, one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Jake Conroy of Ringgold, AAA third place match at 215 pounds. He is about to get underway with Roman Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. And shake hands, and they are underway. Again, these two have met the last 2 weeks, both in the third place match, and Thompson has won them both. Thompson flicked, looked like he fell to the mat a little bit. Conroy tried to spin behind, and they go out of bounds, and Thompson right away holding his left leg and needs some injury time. Just 16 seconds in.
Yeah, you wonder if what he's sort of signaling towards now was the reason. You're right. They were just pushing kind of on the edge, and Conroy tried to move quick.
You know what I wonder too. I don't know if they bumped heads or not, because they made a fist on the head, which tells me that's a concussion protocol at that point, that they might be checking him out.
Yeah, Conroy standing pretty close nearby. I wonder. truly not to speculate at all. Just, again, as you mentioned, these wrestlers familiar with each other, to say the least, and they've got Thompson up on his feet. appears to be okay. I think he's 100% going through some sort of protocol here.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, they're looking at his neck right now, making him raise it up.
Yeah,
so they must have smashed heads. And the fact that he fell the way he did, at first I thought it was a leg injury, but could have been much worse. So keep an eye on that. Colin White of West Green, he is about to get underway with Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt for third place at 285 in AA.
Like you said, these two wrestlers, White and Rodriguez, that is, met back in December at Powerade. So a lot has changed, I'm sure, in those 4 months since. Rodriguez with a underhook on the left side, snaps hard with that right arm, and they'll separate again and start over. But some heavy hand fighting early on between White and Rodriguez.
Underhook there, now a snap attempt for Rodriguez, and they will break free. 30 seconds left here in the opening period.
Looks like whatever was being checked out on Roman Thompson has been checked out. He appears to be cleared by those medical professionals, and so they are off and going again. Conroy and Thompson back underway. And they immediately go out of bounds. So back to the center, the two of them will go. 35 seconds remaining first period. And the whistle stops again as Thompson knocks Conroy's headgear off. Conroy will get that adjusted, and they will restart again. 29 seconds remaining first period.
Scoreless at the end of one are White and Rodriguez, and White will go on the bottom for the second period.
Thompson and Conroy, a lot of heavy fighting with the hand fighting and strong on the heads. I think these two wrestlers are either very excited to see each other again or kind of over each other as the first period comes to an uneventful close. No score after one. Thompson will choose down to begin the second period.
White getting to his feet to begin the second period, trying to peel the hands of Rodriguez. Rodriguez will spin him down to the mat. Now a sit out and turn for White, and up to his feet, and he's out for one.
Thompson, clears himself free, and so Roman Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic takes a 1-0 lead 20 seconds into the second period, now in neutral against Conroy.
.126 to go in the second. Wrestling neutral are White and Rodriguez. They go out of bounds. Just 6 seconds going off the clock.
Conroy and Thompson also go out of bounds. Thompson, another whistle blows, and immediately a blow to Conroy's head, and Conroy seemed to take some exception to that, so we'll keep an eye on that as they continue to fight. Thompson now tries to get under the arms of Conroy. Conroy then immediately throws him out of bounds, and so they'll reset again. Again, these wrestlers showing maybe a little frustration towards each other and taking exception to some of this hand fighting.
Still a 1-0 lead for Colin White of West Green. They go out of bounds with 54 seconds to go in the second.
Fake shot attempt by Thompson. Another shot attempt. Conroy quick on the sprawl and spin. And two of those will spin them both out of bounds back against the end boards. 101 now, a minute and counting remaining. Conroy now is going to get hit with a penalty point. So Roman Thompson will take a 2-0 lead. They're going to get Conroy for a unsportsmanlike, essentially, as he gave Thompson a smack across the face. And again, I think that might be in response to some of Thompson's. Conroy now in on a shot. Thompson kicks it free, and they're clear again. And no love lost between these two. Thompson, the point, finger pointing. Again, I think Conroy, maybe oftentimes it's not the instigator, but the retaliatory shot that gets called for a penalty. Yeah. And I think that was what happened in Conroy's case. So again, 2-0 Thompson leads on their feet. More than halfway through the second period.
Got a clock issue right now. Just 4 seconds left in the second for White and Rodriguez. White leading 1-0.
Conroy and Thompson continuing to trade blows and will tie up for a few seconds, jostle, and then split apart. Snap attempt there by Conroy, and Thompson goes to the mat and back up to his feet. Now just 10 seconds remaining in this second period. Both wrestlers still on their feet, still jostling for position. Conroy presses into Thompson. Shot attempt right on the boundary. Clock will run out. Second period comes to a close. Roman Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic still leading 2-0 over Jake Conroy of Ringgold.
Start of the third period. Rodriguez of Bishop McCord on the bottom. Trails White of West Green 1-0. And White right now just trying to break Rodriguez down flat. Rodriguez with a sit-out and turn attempt. Looking to try to hit a Peterson roll here. Trying to get White over. And now White just trying to drop his hips a bit. Wants to see if he could turn this into back points potentially. Now sitting out and now getting standing up and free for one is Rodriguez. So we're tied at one. 1:20 to go in the third period. They're wrestling neutral.
We're in injury time here as we sit between the second and third period. Thompson over on his back in the far corner. It does not appear. It looks like maybe he's cramping.
How does this work? Because it's the end of a period, so it's Thompson's choice. But because it's a second injury time, Conroy should have choice. So does Thompson lose his choice to Conroy?
We'll have to keep an eye on that, Greg. That's a really good point. Thompson, yeah, seems to be something with his leg.
No, I'm sorry. It was Conroy's choice anyway. My apologies. It was Conroy's choice. So now, regardless, so he lost that opportunity to pick his own choice because of that second injury time.
Right.
So good timing for Thompson, I guess, to take.
Yeah, right. Had a caution start on Thompson and got started a little too quickly on the top. So they'll restart. Conroy started in the bottom. Conroy quickly up to his feet, turns back into Thompson. Thompson now hanging on to the leg of Conroy.
Stalling call on Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt with 30 seconds left in the third. Tied at one with White.
They're going to hit Thompson now with a stalling. Sorry, you got a result there.
Shot in from Rodriguez. Rodriguez is able to get behind White. White thought he was out of bounds, though. Huge takedown there for Rodriguez on the edge of the mat.
Conroy free. It's 2-1. Again, Thompson hit with a stalling while Conroy was trying to get up from the bottom. Basically holding on to the leg now. 1:25 and counting. Conroy in on a shot. Again, defended away by Thompson. Thompson pushes him out of bounds. They'll reset 1:23 remaining third period.
20 seconds left. Still hasn't gotten back underway, but the takedown will stand for Rodriguez. So it's 4. Should be 4-1. There it is.
Just over a minute to go. Thompson and Conroy. Thompson continuing to hold to a 2-1 lead. Continuing to jostle between tie-ups between both wrestlers. Conroy another shot. Thompson rebuffs that.
Stall call on Rodriguez. Penalty point awarded to White. Second call on him. So it's 4-2. 13 seconds left. Third period.
Conroy continuing to try to push here. Thompson better be careful. Again, stalling warning shot. Thompson blocks, counters with his own low shot.
Escape for White. Tax after Rodriguez pushes him out with 4 seconds left. 4-3.
Thompson up with a leg, trying to get Conroy down. Conroy whizzers high trip, back trip. Takedown Roman Thompson. He leads 5-1 now with just 20 seconds to go. Roman Thompson seemingly has in this match in control with this late takedown.
Just 4 seconds remaining.
Go for it.
Shot attempt from White. Toss attempt from White. And Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt will defeat White of West Green 4-3.
Just 10 seconds to go for Jake Conroy. He trails 5-1 in the down position again. Was battling on top, or battling in neutral, down 2-1. Ultimately gave up a late takedown to Roman Thompson. Thompson drops down and just holding on to the leg as time will run out. Conroy, he will let Conroy go. but too little, too late. Roman Thompson, a 5-2 victory over Jake Conroy of Ringgold at the third place bout at 215 pounds.
So we will recap for you. Let's do that right now. Let's set the stage. We got 11 wrestlers who we know what medal they're coming home with. Let's tell you what those finishes are. On the double A side, Drake McClure of Bentworth in eighth place. Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry in third place. Colin White of West Green in fourth place. Triple A side, Nick McGarity of Peters Township in third. Dom Canale of Trinity in fifth. Collier Hartman of Cana McMillan in fourth. And Jake Conroy of Ringgold in fourth. And on the girls' side, Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry in eighth. Abigail Dolanch of Avella in fifth. Elena Ashby of Trinity in fourth. And Liliana Julianelli of Peters Township in fourth. We got one wrestler still to go. The finals are scheduled for 4 o'clock, and that is Marley Sullivan of Cannon McMillan. She'll be the third one out there at 112 pounds. So we will make sure to be on at 4 o'clock to set the scene, let you know what's going on, and then preview that matchup for Marley Sullivan in the finals at 112 before we get set for that last and final matchup that we'll have coverage here for you in Hershey at the Giants Center. Want to thank our sponsors for giving us the opportunity to be here today, and let's run those down for you. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation at Advanced Surgical Hospital. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to sit to serve, small enough to care. Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Day Insurance Agency on East Main Street, Washington, on Main Street, Hickory. Online, dayinsurance.com. Celebrating 50 years. Saras Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. The Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. WVU Medicine, call 855-WVU-CARE. Regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum, Dr. Brian Matusik. Warchell Funeral Home in Bridgeville, a proud supporter of high school wrestling. Claysville Area Business Association. Claysville area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington. Online at chambersinsurance.com. Angelo's Restaurant, celebrating family and tradition for more than 85 years. North Franklin Drive in Washington. So we will be back here at 4 o'clock, where we will set the stage for the last wrestler to wrestle here from Washington Greene County, Marley Sullivan of Cannon McMillan. She will be wrestling for a state title at 112 pounds. So make sure you get back with us right around 2 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. I said that a couple of times. Thank you, Greg.
No worries.
I appreciate that. Yeah, 2 o'clock would be in 10 minutes. Yeah, 4 o'clock for that matchup. For Greg Smith, I'm Greg Warnock. We appreciate you listening in to the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.